Heal up, my brother.
You heal up, Rothschild, and heal up to WRW.
No,
and,
brother.
In Binghamton.
WHRW. In Binghamton.
In Binghamton. And
yes,
heal up to all the struggling people all over the world, no matter what their complexion or nationality. It is nice to share in some thoughts with you today, and hope your love is guiding you all the way.
Yes, sir. Now, questions I want to ask you. Now, most time when I ask people, have they ever heard of Ras Midas? You know, especially the youth, they have a problem. They say, no, I don't know Ras Midas. And the fact that I've been involved in the music for like 20-odd years, I know of Ras Midas, and I know the message that the brother presents. What do you have to say, and, you know, where's the music? Where can people find the music? And, you know, just talk to the audience and tell them about your past, your history, in the runners in the music.
Well, I started out with Harry J. Records in Jamaica, and he used to produce me for Island Records, and then I left Harry J., and I went to Europe in France, and I was with Solly Lyde and Hazel in France for 10 years. And then, you know, certain circumstances happen in the music industry that, you know, some people want to lead you some way, and you find out that you cannot go that way because the type of music you want to make, you really do not have the choice. Is always they're giving you producers that don't know about reggae, and they don't know about rock or how the music, and make it confusing. So I have to re-evaluate myself and look into my culture and look at myself as a Rastaman and decide what I want to do. So what I did, I kind of sit out some time to get myself together, and you know, after that I met in a terrible accident in which I couldn't really perform for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I just recovered like in the last 18 months, and during recovery I get together with some people and they create a company because they was interested in my type of music and what I have to say. And so this is my first album in 6 years.
Can you tell the listeners what the album is called, because I haven't played it yet. I've been playing the old stuff. I'm going to play, which is not old, it's new, because some people have not heard it. And you know, reggae music, ancient yet futuristic. But what's the title of the new album?
The title of the new album is Loving Vibration.
Uh-huh. And we're gonna listen to that after, you know, we finish talking with you. I'm gonna let my listeners hear a few tracks from that.
And, yeah.
And one thing that I find that when people call my show, they always ask me, where can I buy? This seems to be the main problem with reggae music, especially independent artists such as yourself. Can you speak on how, you know, can you talk about that?
Well, I sign a national distribution in America.
Mm-hmm.
And my music, this album hit the stores last week, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess by the next month or 2 months, when things start to really flow in the right and proper way, people can really go to the store and get Ras Midas music. And I say the new album is Love and Vibration. It is on CD, and I would never do any business that I know I would not get the proper distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that in the music business, most artists do not think about the business and learn the business. If you do not get proper distribution and promotion, your music not going to go anywhere in country like America or Europe, because everything is based on commercial and advertisement to do promotional things.
Mm-hmm.
So
no matter how good you are.
And the next thing is that you have to be on the mark. It is not just singing alone. You have to study the market. You have to have people working with you. You have to learn to do things how capitalism do in America or Europe, you know. But, you know, capitalism in Jamaica is a different thing from capitalism in America or Europe. And so people have to learn the economics of the capitalism so that you can know how to deal with your music in an economical form. So, in other words, then, we have to work closer together as artists and musicians and DJs, and I'm wonderfully glad that the Reggae Ambassador has created a footage in which we learn to organize ourselves together. We are musicians, promoters, producers, and DJs, and because DJ is very important, because although we might make the music, is the DJs that make it possible that the audience or the consumer could hear the music and to decide to themselves if it's something they would like to buy or it means something deep to them spiritually or socially and an intelligent or a higher consciousness then level as our people would like to see themselves and how music can be a comfort in their life. Whether to teach them how to love their children more or their partner or to create a better community that we can really have respect and love for each other.
A positiveness, positiveness, rather than some of the negative lyrics, not just in Yard, but here also, you know, the brethren have to be really responsible because, you know, youths are looking up to the adults. I always say this, the youths are looking and they need us as guys, and if we come out of our mouth with this slackness, garbage, you know, I mean, that doesn't benefit I and I, you know, and if we don't have this love for I always say, how can we love anyone else? You know, if we don't love the self first, you know, Ras Midas.
Yeah.
I always say that. And it just come natural when you love self, it just, you know, people can look and see the glow in you. Really.
That's true.
Now, I want to ask you something else. Now, where did you come from in Jamaica?
Well, I was born in the parish of Clarendon, and I grew up in Jamaica until I was 13, and then I migrated to England and then come back to Jamaica and live for a time and start to do my recording, and then And then in 1979, this was my first hit record. It was with Island Record. It's called Kudia Bamba.
Well, I love that song.
And plenty of people do not know that was the first world beat reggae that ever recorded in Jamaica, and was recorded in RJ's studio. It's called Kudia Bamba, a song that was number one in England, and it do very well here in United States, but it do very well in Africa. And that is a song that really established Ras Midas as an international artist.
You must send me a fresh copy of that, man. If you still have that, you must send me a fresh copy of the album that's on.
That is on the album called Rain and Fire.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you see.
I played a 12-inch from that album. When I started off your set, I played Rain and Fire, the 12-inch.
Yes.
And now, can you tell some of the listeners, some of the musicians that were on, because they need to know the respect that you have from these top-notch musicians. Can you tell some of the musicians that were on that particular album?
On Rain and Fire.
Yes.
Sly was on drum. Robert Shakespeare plays some bass.
Mm-hmm.
Asmod was another drummer that was it. Asmod Wallace, he at that time he was one of the best drummers in Jamaica. There was Winston Wright on keyboard. There was Y also on keyboard. And on guitar, there was Chino Simit. And other music, Sticky was on percussion and things like that. And then you have Dirty Harry, And
those beautiful voices in the background.
Yes, and the I Trees do the background vocal, and Sylvan Morris was the recording engineer, because he was the head studio man there in RJ studio, you know, as a recording engineer. And over the years, I have been with the best musician that Jamaica can offer to work on my music, because I am thinking of quality. And not only quality in recording, but quality in lyrics that people can understand. Although in those days, my music was so deep that the average American or English people would not understand it, because it was coming from more of a more spiritual ground nation. Mm-hmm. And you know, people in this part of the world do not understand the real original creativity of the African spiritual entity, you know.
Yes, sir.
They don't realize that. So what I have to learn, to use lyrics that they familiar with and they can understand in their way. And so it's a learning process of how to modify yourself so
on
that you
sides,
can be understood.
Yes, on both sides, by the listener and the performing artist, isn't it?
Yes. And you know, you learn from other international artists before you. You know, you learn from Jimmy Cliff, you learn from Bob Marley and the Wailers, you learn from Peter Tosh, Bunny Wailers, you learn from all those people, you know, Ken Booth, people that really sing and make music. I'm not dealing with people that imitate.
Uh-huh.
Because in the music industry now, people getting so lazy. People are not creating music anymore. Everything is revitalized and redone. We need to go down to the basic. We need to go down to the origin. We need to come up with something new, something advanced.
But I know there's so much creativity there, but it seems like people sometimes take the easy way out and just ride the same old rhythm over and over, same old tired rhythms, you know, and what you're saying is so true. That's why this album that I've played it on the show already, Loving Vibration, is so musically ahead, man. It's oh man, you know, and it's diverse and it's reaching out, and I think that's the important thing. It's not geared to one little small little market, you know. I can say myself, I really love the album Ras Midas.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I think that a lot of people, whether they come from Jamaica or Africa or United States, I think that people will please with it. It's not everyone is going to please with it, because I understand in a capitalist market, some will going to love some things and some is not going to love something, but I understand that. But the people who love real music can get this album and listen this album and compliment this album. I'm not saying it's because of I, but I'm just saying I think that I do my best the best way I can. So it's up to the consumer, up to the music lovers to make their judgment. I'm not making no judgment, you know. I'm just saying that this is something I because this is the first time in my music career that I have the chance to produce what I really have inside and how I think my music should go. All the other time is, you know, people thinking this and people thinking that, and sometimes it's not what you want, but just because you're not producing the project, you have to live by your contract that you sign, you know?
Yes.
And that's how it goes. But this is the first time that I get a chance to choose the musician them that I want. I mix it with musicians from different parts of the world, some from Jamaica, you know, some from Trinidad, some from Dominica, and some from America, and some from Africa.
That's important, man.
Yes, because I want to let reggae be an international music, where that different people of the world can feel something in the music that related to them. And I know that Bob Marley have done that. I know that Jimmy Cliff have done that. I know that Peter Tosh have done that. But I think it's just my time to let the world know, or to let plenty Jamaica know, that there is an artist named Ras Midas who have some quality, and I'm just asking them to give a ear to my music and listen what I have to say, and they can make the judgment.
And the youth, and specifically Jamaican youth, you know, I say the ones that come here and are educated now, I think it's in their interest to know their musical history. I mean, somebody may not necessarily be into music, but if you're involved in reggae music and you're from Yard, I think it's in your interest to know the history of the music, because that's what I deal with, Ras Midas, is really bringing out the historical connections of you know, from here, from all over the Caribbean, because I look at it as a oneness here. That's how I look. I don't look at this hemisphere as just, well, this island, that island, that island, and we from Yankee here. This, I look at it as a oneness. You know, and sometimes people fight you down for that. You know that, man. It's like divide and conquer. As long as we separated and, you know, I don't have to tell you, man. You know it.
Yes, but you see, you think about it, that's what the legacy of colonialism brings. And now, we as African people in the Western world has leave the stage of colonialism into neo-colonialism.
Ah.
That's the stage we are in, and people don't realize that, you know. So, the thing that I say, I think that the African people of the United States and the people in the Caribbean and South America, we have to learn to unite, we have to learn to create an economical policy for ourselves, that we can learn to trade with each other. We have to learn to create our own banks, create a form of education that will be more beneficial to you, the people, because we know that the education in the Western world isn't designed for us.
Serious thing, man.
It didn't design for us. So we have to learn to be creative, since we're talking about freedom. Freedom is when you control your own liberty.
And destiny. Yes,
and,
sir.
And your destination.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes,
when you
sir.
Know where you're going, who you are, how you want to create your present. You know, I hear a lot of politicians all over the world, they're always talking about the past and they're talking about the future. None of us cannot see the past or the future. Every day we live is the present. So we need to concentrate on the present. We need to concentrate on ourselves as African man and woman living in the Western world. Because one of the biggest segregation is between male and female. It don't matter whether you is Caucasian or whatever you want to come from, right?
Right.
But listen, we know in this world, capitalism have no respect for no one, whether you is European, African, Jamaican, South American, it don't matter.
Serious thing, man.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So, this music, which is reggae music, and the concept of my album right here, which is Love and Vibration, this album is a concept to let the world know of our third world peoples, our loving people in the world who are dealing with equal rights and justice then, that we must use love as a working force to respect and accept each other and to work with each other so that we can create a better presence for our children and for ourselves.
Now, Ras Midas, you think you're going to be coming forward to this side anytime soon, to the east? Because we know you're calling from Santa Cruz, California. If the listening audience didn't know, you're calling from way out there.
Yeah.
And we want to hear you and see you perform over here on this side. So is anything in store in the works for that?
Well, in 1997, I'm going to do a national tour of the United States. And that is in the working for the 1997 season. Right now, with the new album coming out, what we are doing, we are going to do a media tour of the country.
Alright.
We're going to go on different radio stations and do the said thing that I'm doing it to you here.
Right.
And the first thing you have to sell the project by talking to the people, like the opportunity that you gave me here.
Right.
And to let them know what the music is all about and what my concept is about and what we really is about dealing in musically. So I'm doing media promotion now, like newspapers, radio, all the different places that the different state that the new music is coming out and going to hit and things like that. But I guess if people want, they can start check the stores, and Love and Vibration will be there. It just came up in the store.
I'll let them know where they can get it. But hold tight 1 second, Ras Mike. I got to check this tape deck. Hold tight.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm here.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We got about 2 minutes to go. And I want to really get to this album, Love and Vibration. I want to let the people hear it.
Yeah.
And it was really, really a pleasure talking to you, brother. And I know the listening audience have really absorbed this thing with interest, the ones that are supposed to get it. You know what I'm saying? They've absorbed this with real interest. And we're going to hook up and stay in touch with each other, and we can do this again.
Yes, sure.
And so you have anything to say to the listening audience before we go?
Well, all I want to say, it was very nice sharing my thoughts with the audience. And next year, I'm sure to be in New York somewhere or the other, and I hope that you will hear more about Ras Midas and Love and Vibration.